I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, starting May 6th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Walter Bosley spent 20 years in U.S. national security and has now been a specialty publisher approaching 20 years. Walter's first nonfiction book was an investigation into the esoteric engineering of Disneyland. He has since written several more on subjects ranging from occult, serial murders, the 19th century airship mysteries, MKUltra and the U.S. Air Force, lost cities in South America, breakaway civilizations, Templar vaults in America, and the mystery of Napoleon Bonaparte and more. He's appeared on Ancient Aliens, Beyond Belief, and National Park Mysteries. Todd Wood has always been interested in the strange and bizarre. He started getting interested in the Ingersoll Lockwood Baron Trump stories from before the turn of the 20th century, around 2016, when he started doing his own research from newspaper archives, mostly. And together, Todd Wood and Walter Bosley have penned The Mystery of Ingersoll Lockwood. Todd, Walter, both of you, welcome to Coast to Coast. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Terrific. Good. Thank you. All things considered.
Good to be here.
That's wonderful. Good, good.
How did you two meet and discover that you were both fascinated by the mystery of Ingersoll Lockwood?
Well, I kind of started getting into it, looking into the whole Ingersoll Lockwood thing, and then I discovered Walter Bosley before I started getting into the Ingersoll Lockwood thing because of the 2015 Secret Space Program Conference in Texas. And his presentation, and then I found his live stream, and we just sort of started corresponding through the chat, and then the phone, and one thing sort of led to another, and due to my vision issues, I have macular degeneration, he helped me do the book, and here we are today.
And it is fascinating that if it weren't for the election of Donald Trump and in 2016, Ingersoll Lockwood would probably have remained in total obscurity. Do we know who sort of rediscovered Ingersoll Lockwood in the aftermath of the 2016 election?
Personally, I'm not sure. I just sort of heard about it online, and then I sort of started looking into it from there.
Yeah, I
all right.
Think that, the whole thing kind of emerged from a combined effort of, you know, more than, you know how these things happen. Sometimes more than one person can just hit that zeitgeist of something, and it just emerged.
So either of you or both of you combined, give listeners a brief biographical sketch of Ingersoll Lockwood. In other words, who was he before he wrote these obscure novels?
Well, he was a diplomat. He was consul to the Kingdom of Hanover from 1862 to 1865. He was appointed to that position by Abraham Lincoln. He was one of the youngest diplomats. He was a Yale graduate. Speaking of skull and bones, right? Yale.
Right.
he was a lawyer and he was an author.
So the novels in question, and there are three that we're going to focus on, obviously. So we have his first one, Travels and Adventures of Little Baron Trump and His Wonderful Dog. Is it Bulger or Bulger? That was written in 1889. And then Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey from 1893. And then, of course, the dystopian novel 1900, or The Last President, which was written in 1896. Let's talk about the first two for a moment. Travels and Adventures of Little Baron Trump and His Wonderful Dog Bulger and Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey. Were these at all inspired by Frank Baum's The Wizard of Oz, or there was the Adventures of Baron von Munchausen? Were his works inspired by those, or did they come before?
I believe they came before. I believe that Ingersoll Lockwood's books inspired Frank Baum's books. Isn't that correct, Walter?
Yeah, that's how I recall it. It was interesting. Lockwood's books, like other authors, there was this genre that was emerging where there were some very similar things that I think all these similar things were indeed influenced by Baron Munchausen, of course. And Baum, he came when that was already, going midstream. In fact, around 1900, I believe, is when he released his first Wizard of Oz book. His first Oz book, I should say. So Lockwood was, ahead of the curve on that one compared to Baum.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. And I guess, as you write in your book, The Mystery of Ingersoll Lockwood, critics at the time, I don't know, they kind of were dismissive of these works. They called them somewhat tedious. But what we're really focusing on here tonight, obviously, are these intersections of or points of interest relating to what is being depicted in these novels and what, of course, occurred almost 100 years later with President Trump and also his son, Barron Trump. So if you could just briefly give us some of examples of how the works of Ingersoll Lockwood in the Travels and Adventure of Little Barron Trump and Barron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey, how they seem to be prescient of President Donald Trump and his son, Barron.
Well, other than the obvious, one thing is that Barron Trump takes a journey to Russia, of all places, in the Marvelous Underground Adventure book, to the Ural Mountains. He finds he goes and he's on a journey. He's looking for a world within worlds. And he sort of finds that inside the Ural Mountains. And as you know, as we talked about on your show, Donald Trump's affinity for Eastern European women, amongst other things.
The finer things in life. Of course, that part in those stories could also have predicted the troubles that Donald Trump had with all the turmoil about, you know, his relationship with today's Russia, the false accusations about that relationship with Russia, and all that stuff that's kind of a big pot boiling issue during his time in office. So it's thematically predictive in that sense,
right? The ancestry or the lineage of Ingersoll Lockwood's Barron Trump, does that also mirror Donald Trump's lineage?
I'm going to pass this one to Walter. I think this is more in his wheelhouse than me.
Well, what's interesting about Donald Trump is that, you know, of course, his mother was from Scotland. And there, of course, is the interesting Templar history with Scotland. And there is also that issue that not only has particular researchers pointed out that just about every president of the United States or several of them were related to each other. Apparently, all of them have a royal ancestor. And I believe in most cases, it's the one guy. It's a particular king. But so you have possibly through his mother that link to a dynasty, you know, a monarchy of sorts. And you also have the hint of, you know, is there a Templar connection in Donald Trump's past? And we, of course, know that through Freemasonry, the lore and the legend is that the United States was really founded by Templar-guided principles, if not Templars themselves. So that's definitely in the mix. And so I think in the stories, the fact that his title is Barron, not his proper name, you know, again, this is another hint. It's as if Lockwood saw Trump obliquely. And what we have to do is recognize how to interpret what's in the Lockwood books. And I think, as Todd said earlier, other than the obvious, I think most of it is pretty obvious when you look at it from the thematic, oblique manner.
Right. I'm just looking at some of the specific parallels, because President Trump's ancestry, at least on his father's side, I think his paternal grandfather came from Germany.
Yes.
In the Lockwood story, isn't Barron Trump born in Germany?
He's actually born in Africa, in Somalia, on the mountains of the moon.
Ah, all right. But there is a German connection here, I think, somewhere, is there not?
Yeah, there is. In his family, there's a knight. The knight that didn't have any arms in the book, right? And he was a Teutonic knight. And that might be the German connection.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
While also suggesting, you know, what we were talking about with a Templar connection, because the Teutonic Knights, of course, were the Germanic Holy Roman Empire counterpart to the Templars.
And again, the child hero, Baron Trump, in the Ingersoll Lockwood story, how did he make his money? Is there any parallel there to President Trump?
Well, you got me stumped because I actually don't remember.
Other than the family, of course, being wealthy and being of title means land, usually, right? And
right.
Trump is real estate. So there's the, the little thematic connection there once again.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, starting May 6th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.